If mornings feel harder than they should, your sleep might be the reason. The original bamboo sheets by Caraloha create 5-star comfort that helps you fall asleep faster and sleep deeper thanks to the natural, cooling, soft benefits of Caraloha bamboo fabrics. No tossing, no overheating, just the kind of sleep that helps you wake up clearer, calmer, and ready to go. It's resort-level relaxation that turns every night into a reset for your body and mind. Start tomorrow feeling better than today. Shop Caraloha bamboo sheets now at caraloha.com. That's caraloha.com. And wake up to better mornings every morning.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
Hit suicide bomber, Louisiana on the mend. I'm Elliot Francis. The U.S. is condemning a suicide bombing in southern Turkey Saturday that left at least 51 people dead. A statement from the State Department called the attack on a wedding celebration heinous. Turkey's president said the bomber is believed to be a boy between the ages of 12 and 14 years old. He also said ISIS is most likely behind the attack. Well, the Red Cross is asking for volunteers to help Louisiana clean up from last week's historic floods. Correspondent Polo Sandoval reports from Baton Rouge.
There are people, strangers, that are coming together with water, with food, and dropping off some of these things that are crucial, because as we heard from Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards, it is great.
We have folks around the country that I think are just now realizing how significant it was, and so we really need help.
Volunteers, cleaning supplies, you name it. This is a community that badly needs all of that.
State officials say 60,000 homes were damaged or destroyed. I'm Elliot Francis. After 2 weeks of competition, the 2016 Summer Olympics has ended. Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum reports.
The first Olympics in South America certainly was not without problems, and American swimmer Ryan Lochte didn't help matters with his fabricated story about being held up at gunpoint. But overall, the games went off relatively smoothly, and Brazilians were thrilled for the rest of the world to see the best this jewel of a city has to offer. Rio 2016 President Arthur Nussmaul said he was the happiest man alive.
It was a great challenge. But the challenge with success.
Team USA is going home with 121 medals in all, numerous records, and moments that will be remembered throughout history, like Simone Biles' 4 gold and 1 bronze in gymnastics and Michael Phelps' farewell swim. Steve Kastenbaum in Rio.
North Korea is threatening South Korea and the U.S. with a preemptive nuclear strike. The threat comes as South Korea begins conducting an annual military exercise designed to counter potential attacks. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. It's the first day of school for D.C. public schools, as well as Frederick County public schools. Classes start tomorrow in Prince George's and Anne Arundel County schools, and on Wednesday in Fauquier County and St. Mary's County. Montgomery County school kids head back to class next week. But next year, that could all change.
The Montgomery County Board of Education is thinking about shifting the school year. It would mean starting school 1 week sooner and ending the year before Memorial Day. Amy Gardner is a parent and a teacher.
It would be nice for them to at least get out early in the school year before their brains start to check out for summer vacation.
Gardner's daughters like the idea.
I think it would be okay with me.
If it ended earlier, I think it might make me a better student because, you know, I'm not just trying to watch movies all day like we usually do at the end of the year.
The board is now looking for public input before it makes a final decision in November. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
In Prince George's, county officials are working on a number of road projects that'll make it safer for kids to walk and bike to school.
90% of students at the Rosa Parks Elementary School on Ager Road walk to class.
The Ager Road Complete and Green Street project that is slated to start construction in early FY18
will add 6-foot sidewalks along the road and connections to the Hyattsville Metro Station. The county's officer for public infrastructure, Barry Stanton, says these new features
will add significantly to safety and access to multiple transportation options
for students and other people who walk and bike along the road. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe plans to announce today that he has now restored the rights of more than 13,000 convicted felons, and that he has done so on a case-by-case basis. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,553, the NASDAQ at 52.38. Sports Team USA picks up its final gold medal of the Rio Games with a win by the men's basketball team. The U.S. won 40. 46 gold medals, 121 in all. Baseball, the Nats lose to the Braves. The O's drop another one to Houston. WMAL News Time 504. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? Are those high energy bills taking a toll on your wallet? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. That's right. For a limited time, you can have energy-efficient comfort for only $83 a month. For details and to schedule your free estimate, call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Start around the Beltway, good. Virginia, no problems. Maryland, they were wrapping up the overnight construction on the Beltway inner loop near Old Georgetown Road. Just watch for crews still at the scene there, but not causing any backups or delays. Annandale, Virginia, overnight crash brought down a utility pole and closed is Hummer Road, north of Little River Turnpike. Hummer Road at Royce Court, so they have that closed in each stretch. It also puts it south of Annandale Road. So if you use that area again, that will be closed for a while with the downed utility pole on Hummer Road. In Rockville, Norbeck Road at Muncaster Mill Road, accident activity still underway. Police there, they are allowing traffic to get through under police direction, but an investigation is underway. 270 open. Good start out of Frederick and down through to the Capitol Beltway. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad here to start off a new work week. We've got dry weather temperatures, though, quickly starting to come back, though, by midweek, closer to 90. Today, 85. Lower humidity, plenty of sunshine. Tonight, clear, 65. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 86. Upper 80s, close to 90 by Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 in Arlington, 63 in Gaithersburg, 73 degrees in Washington. The highlight of Brazil's closing ceremonies was provided by a video game character from Japan. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning, everybody. 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's time to get up and get around and get started. We've got stuff for you to keep you in a... informed and entertained throughout the morning at 7:05 this morning. Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst, will join us. 8:05, she's in Rio. The Washington Post reporter for coverage down there is Liz Clark, and she'll join us at 8:35. Trevor Maddich will look back on how the Redskins defeated the Jets in preseason play and how they look going forward. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And a very happy birthday to Heather Hunter, the hardest working radio executive producer in all of radio. We got a special message from Program Director Bill Hess. Heather, she says you can. He says you can take the rest of the minute off here. So just sit back, relax for about 20 more seconds.
Yeah,
we're good to go. All right. Good morning. You know, we got a lot of schools starting here in district today and tomorrow. What was it? Anne Arundel County, Prince George's County starts, and then we got Frederick County starting tomorrow. This week, some Virginia counties are starting school. And when you know your kids are going back to school, it's a good time to sort of not only for them to reset their goals and their priorities and how they're going to go about being children, but it's also a good time, I've always found, for parents to sort of say, all right, now is a good time for us to reset our parenting goals and our policies and our procedures. It's, you know, always a good chance, good moment.
Sort of like changing the batteries in the smoke detector.
There you go. Yeah. That's
an annual reminder. This is the day that we need to rethink our approach to parenting.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea.
And I get this idea from the aforementioned Heather Hunter, who wrote up a really great article here over at LifeSet.com about Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher. Now, I don't know about you, Brian Wilson, but whenever I think of the best way to raise my children, I always look to Hollywood celebrities.
Yeah.
To get guidance. Yeah. Really? Really? You're going to agree with that one?
Yes, I'll go along with it. I often say, I wonder what the celebrities would do in this case.
Exactly. Yeah. If only a former sitcom star would tell me how he's raising his child, then I'll have guidance. But in this case, I think it's actually a pretty interesting idea. Now, there's no secret in the fact that Ashton Kutcher, who has been a very successful actor in both film and television and also really makes a lot of money doing endorsements on television, he's pretty much set for life. He's got a pretty good bank account there. He's sitting on a good chunk of change.
Right.
And then his wife, Mila Kunis, same deal. TV star, film star, not doing so bad. But here's how Mila Kunis recently told an Australian podcast team about how she's raising her children. I'm quoting her now. It's a matter of teaching them from a very early age that mommy and daddy may have a dollar, but you're poor. You are very poor. You have nothing. Mommy and daddy have a bank account, but you are poor. This is sort of a message that she's sending to her kids so that they don't get spoiled. And I wonder if this is something that we should all take with us. It's such an irony, isn't it, that we work so hard to make a comfortable living so that, and why do we do it? Why do we tell ourselves we're doing it? Mm-hmm. So our kids can have a better life than we had, right? But is that really a good way to raise your kids? And I'm wondering if you employ the same model when you are raising your children, no matter how well off you might be, no matter how much better it might be for your children now than it was for you when you were a kid. Do you raise them as if they're basically poor? 888-630-9625. Is that a positive and constructive message to send to your children? 888-630-WMAL. I don't do this. Maybe I should.
Yeah.
Maybe I should do this with my kids. Listen, I try to find some sort of a temperate middle ground here, but I do, and maybe it's my own insecurities, but it does make me feel better to be able to get my kids some stuff and to be able to not deny them things just solely because of the cost of those things. Because I have worked so hard, I think it's a gratifying sort of... It's a gratifying reward for myself to be able to not deny my kids something that they may want just because of the money. Now, I'll deny it to them for other reasons, but not just because of the cost involved. But I don't know if that's necessarily the best way to go about doing it. I try to set up a situation with my kids where if they really want something that's expensive, we figure out a way so that they can earn it, either earn it in actual work that they do or earn it in their behavior. And in things that we're trying to work together on as a family for goals in their behavior or in their moral upbringing. But maybe I'm wrong. You know, I think that this is actually, when you're talking about some gajillionaires like these two parents, to raise their kids in the understanding that, yeah, you know what, I've got to start from scratch too, just like mommy and daddy did. And by the way, these two started poor, Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis. Maybe that's a pretty good thing to raise your children with, is don't think that you've already got this big nest egg built up. You've got to start scratching and clawing and fighting as if you were a poor person. I'm going to rethink this. Thank you, Mila Kunis. What about you? 888-630-9625.
You know, I was certainly raised that way. I mean, my parents, I mean, they went a little overboard at Christmas and, you know, and special occasions. But on a day-to-day basis, you know, they weren't extravagant in the things that they gave us. And we were really sort of pounded into us about, you know, working for the things that you have and how important it is to put in hard effort. And if we got any money from mom and dad, we had to do it in exchange for some pretty good, you know, work, you know, mowing the yards and taking out the trash and the whole system of things. That was that we had a little bit of an allowance, but it was tied to work. And the one thing that I really think that I got from my parents that I treasure to this day is this work ethic, you know, that things come to you if you work hard. And I love that. That said... I wish I could say that I was doing the same thing with my daughter, but I like giving things to my daughter. I'm such a soft touch in this regard. I mean, I just really, if she ever says, anything that she wants, and she, by the way, not a kid who asks for a lot of things and doesn't have a big demand list, doesn't seem to be, you know, really tied to wanting a bunch of stuff, but if she ever mentions, you know, I said, well, I'll try to find a way to do that because I just love doing things for my daughter, and perhaps I need to rethink my approach to this as well. But I do try to stress to her time and time again, you know. I mean, a lot of kids talk about what they want to go to college and what they want to do when they grow up. And my instruction always been, yeah, okay, that's all good and fine, but how much are you going to get paid for that when you get out? You know, are you going to go and spend a lot of money on a college education and come out and get a job that pays you $20,000 a year? That ain't going to get it. You know, we're gonna have to think this through. You know, dad's getting old, and dad may need you to take care of him at some point. So, you know, you got to go out there and make a good living.
Because I spent all this money on all those expensive things that you wanted.
That's right. So, I do think about it a little bit, and maybe I need to reconsider my approach. That I do like what they're doing, because clearly they could give their kids anything.
They can. And by the way, and you mentioned something there when you said you're a soft touch and it makes you feel good to give your kid. That's the thing. Let's be clear. When I give my kids, when I'm able to buy my kids something that they want, it's just as much for my own personal satisfaction,
yeah,
to make for my own ego,
yeah, really
to make
is.
Myself feel like I've accomplished something because I can buy it for my kids. And that's not necessarily the best way to raise them. All right, your turn. Time to chime in here. 888-630-9625. No matter how much money you have, is it a good idea to raise your kids as if they were poor? That's what Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher are doing. And now that we're having our kids go back to school, maybe it's time for us to reset the way we are raising our kids too, sort of reset our parenting skills, just like they're resetting their student skills. We want to hear from you. 888-630-9625.
It is now 5:15 on WAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
So am I doing something wrong? I already bought my kids cars.
Oh, yeah. No.
And
wait,
they're only 10?
Yeah, I was going to say, aren't they 10?
A little early.
Well, wait, what kind of car, though?
A Porsche.
Yeah, we've got to talk about this.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I thought that was overkill. Let's go around the Beltway. Good. Maryland, Virginia. In Virginia, Annandale, Hummer Road. Just north of Little River Turnpike at Royce Court. That's closed in each direction. An accident brought down a utility pole. And crews at the scene are saying it could be several hours. So north of Little River Turnpike, Hummer Road closed. Again, because of this downed utility pole. Baltimore, Washington Parkway. Accident involved four cars, but they quickly had it to the shoulder. Stick with it, though. This is going to be northbound side, Baltimore, Washington Parkway, north of Greenbelt, right as you come up to Powder Mill Road. I do see a bit of volume, but you can get through. It's not going to cost you too much extra time for now. I'll keep a close watch on that for you. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The forecast calls for plenty of sunshine today, a high of around 85 degrees. Really a nice day today. Tonight, clear skies, 65 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny at 86. Wednesday in the upper 80s, Thursday in the low 90s, Friday in the mid-90s. Currently in the nation's capital, 73 degrees, 516 on WMAL.
At Hadid Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean.
You need Hadid. Right now, get our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. For details, go to joehadid.com.
We both came from pretty solid poverty background, and grew up very poor and are very much self-made and are very aware of what a dollar is worth, because it's 100% earned by us for us. Like, nothing's been handed to us.
Yeah. Mm.
And our kids won't know what that's like. I mean, on one side, it's beautiful. They'll never know what it's like to have ketchup soup for dinner. But on another side, they'll also never know how to appreciate things. And so it's a matter of teaching them from a very early age that, you know, mommy and daddy may have a dollar, but you're poor.
Yeah.
And so...
and you're not getting anything.
Mila Kunis there speaking about how she's raising her kids. By the way, she was speaking from inside a tin can, in case you were wondering.
You know, the one thing that my parents did do, and I think it's true, is when I went out on my own, and I went out on my own at, you know, like 18 and a half, 19 years old. And, you know, there were times when you talk about poor. I mean, I was poor, and I ate a lot of bologna sandwiches to make ends meet. And you know, they resisted the temptation to go in and help. You know, they there were a couple of times where, like, you know, car broke down, you're really stuck, you know, what are you going to do? And my dad said, well, you need to figure it out, you know? And I'm glad that he did that, because I look back on that now and I said, yeah, it was tough, but it was something that I learned from. And I'm really glad that they did that.
Alan Silver Spring, you're first up on WMAL. What do you think of this idea of raising your kids as if they were poor?
Oh, good morning. I'm just curious of what that actually means, because if they're being raised with a $100 million bank account, they're living in the finest houses, eating the best foods, going to the best schools, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know how how you do that?
Well, and what I'm getting from what Mila Kunis is saying here is they continue to remind their kids, yeah, you live in a really nice house, and you do have some nice clothes, but this, you didn't do anything to earn this. In a way, she's saying, you didn't build that. And she says, this is our money that's paying for this. This isn't your money. So you need to step up here, and it's got to be part of your understanding of how you are learning and building your own character, that all of this nice stuff that you have isn't going to come naturally, easily, or as a gift to you. If you want this for your future, you need to work hard and get it yourself.
Yeah, I just don't, it's really hard to instill that when you're getting all that stuff all the time, that's all.
I think it is hard. I think you're right. But and that's where I think sort of the balance comes in, Al. That's why we're having the conversation. Because let's face it, I mean, even though in many ways the future that we are handing our children is going to be a tougher one because of the national debt and because of many other circumstances in this country, the rising cost of health care and all of the sort of wonky things that we talk about, I think that in general, despite all of that stuff and the burden, the debt burden that is being handed to our children, setting that aside, if you look at the material goods that our kids have growing up, the fact that, you know, the vast majority, if not all, of kids in junior high or high school have a small supercomputer in their pocket that they can use and work with to develop their social life as well as their school life. The fact that not only do they have that supercomputer in their pocket, but they also probably have a desktop computer and they also probably have a tablet. The fact that they are living in probably, in many cases, a nicer house than most of us grew up in when we were their age. Our kids are growing up in a much better circumstance than we did. Yeah. On a whole, I think that that's in terms of their day-to-day life and day-to-day existence. Again, I don't discount the burdensome future that we are handing them as well, but on a day-to-day basis, kids are growing up a little cushier than we did.
Well, and I think that speaks to the fact that the baseline of what is considered poverty today is very different than it was when you and I were growing up as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, are you truly poor if you have a 50-inch flat screen TV in your house? You know, are you truly poor if you have an Apple iPhone in your pocket? Yeah. And those are things that people consider almost nowadays a right. And I think they look at what poverty is in a very different way. Now, it's not to say that there isn't poverty in America and that there aren't people who really do suffer and struggle each and every day.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But the baseline, I mean, really, are you poor if you have cable TV in your house with 100 channels?
Well, but here's the important thing about raising your kids, though, Brian, and we have those things. You know, I have a car, I have a house, I have a computer, I have all these things. But I worked my tail off to get it. It didn't just come naturally. It didn't come easily. For my kids, they're starting with it.
Right.
So they don't have that same sense of satisfaction. See, I feel incredibly gratified that I've been able to work hard. Then I've been able to acquire those things. Our kids didn't work hard to acquire those things. So how do we instill it in
them? Just an expectation.
And that's the idea. Right? Yeah. You know, don't start by thinking this is all yours and this is what you're starting with. You're actually poor. You have nothing unless we give it to you. More of your calls in a moment. 888-630-WMAL.
It's 522.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm going to give you some great advice about real estate. If you listed your home for sale in the past and it didn't sell or got an offer for less than the asking price and thought, maybe I should just wait, don't. There's no reason to sit on your hands in fear of the market and delay your dreams. No, all you need to do is call realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Debbie and Sarah are the best. They just sold the Ronalds home that was listed with another agent for 9 months. Imagine that. Well, the Reynolds sold it in 3 weeks. If you're ready to sell your home, do yourself a favor and call the Reynolds team today. 844-344-SOLD. Debbie and Sarah are ready to get you top dollar and get you packing. Call the Reynolds team now. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. And start packing. I mean, like, fast.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there's a powerful secret that credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have more than $5,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Credit Associates, and we're offering you free information on how to virtually eliminate your credit card debt and make your monthly payment affordable. To see how much you could save, call now, 1-800-700-3515. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. Credit Associates. Live better debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling now. For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call Credit Associates now and see how much money you could save for free. Call 1-800-700-3515. That's 1-800-700-3515.
Register now for 930Gov, August 24th only at the D.C. Convention Center. Digital Government Institute's fourth annual 930Gov Technology Expo convenes leading experts and hosts learning and networking sessions in critical topics such as cybersecurity, customer experience, records management, knowledge management, DevOps, and Agile. Free for government and industry. August 24th only at the D.C. Convention Center. Register at 930Gov.com. Go to 930Gov.com.
It's 525 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And not a bad start to our Monday morning. Baltimore-Washington Parkway will take you northbound north of the Beltway. As you approach Powder Mill Road, you have a little bit of volume. Have the crash over to the shoulder so you are able to get through. Just a few extra moments as you pass the scene of the crash. 270 out of Frederick, starting to form some of those delays already passing the Monocacy, but lanes are reported open. Rockville, still watch for police direction. Scene of the crash on 28 Norbeck Road at Muncaster Mill Road. Here we go, Virginia. A little bit of volume in Aquia, Gandale City to Woodbridge. I'm starting to see some of those brake lights. 66 still wide open, nice and quiet there. In Annandale, Hummer Road at Royce Court, just north of Little River Turnpike, closed each direction with a down utility pole. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little break in the heat and the humidity with a northwest flow around today. Some clouds this morning, otherwise clear. Plenty of sunshine, a northwest breeze, 85 this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 73 degrees, 526.
Rich girl, and you're gone too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money.
So it's a matter of teaching them from a very early age that, you know, mommy and daddy may have a dollar, but you're poor.
I love it. And is this a way we should be raising our children as well? How about Artie in Maryland? You're on WMAL. Morning, Artie.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, good.
Hey, this is back in the middle 90s, going up to like the middle 2000s. My boys raced dirt bikes, two of them. And, you know, they understand that they have to earn their right, their privilege, their efforts to go out and do this kind of stuff. By no means am I a wealthy man, but, you know, I take care of my kids, and in order for them to go do their things, you know, they would have to absolutely have good grades in school. They would absolutely have to make the honor roll. They would have to help around the house.
Because we have to teach them that, you know, all this stuff comes because you've done something first to earn it.
That's right.
Yeah, Artie, not just the accident of birth.
Yeah.
Artie, thanks for that.
It is now 527 on WMAL.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Not long ago, we celebrated our 25th anniversary as a firm dedicated to, as many of you have heard, helping guys through one of the most difficult and crucial times in their lives. Starting out in 1990, my wife and I didn't realize that our mission would grow to include hundreds of attorneys, serving tens of thousands of guys across America and now in England. And though I'm proud of our growth, I'm most proud of the values that are the foundation of our success. And while it's true that Cordell & Cordell has aggressively defended guys facing divorce, the cornerstone of our practice, we've also encouraged reconciliation where possible. The fact is, we're proud to be the partner that guys can count on when the partner they hope for let them down.
Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. September is National Emergency Preparedness Month, so order your no-obligation free sample and for a limited time, get an unprecedented 25% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now to take advantage of this limited-time offer. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Coming up in just a moment, boy, this flooding down in Louisiana, it's just tragic. We'll give you the latest on that, including one candidate who went down there for a visit, and the people down there seem to like the fact that he came. We'll give you the details on that coming up after the news, 5:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Is Donald Trump now backtracking on his signature issue, illegal immigration?
You might remember that Donald Trump campaigned hard in the primaries on his plan to deport the 11 million immigrants who are in this country illegally. But on Sunday, Trump's new campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, signaled Trump's hardline stance might be softening. Now, questions about Trump's immigration positions come after a meeting with Hispanic leaders on Saturday, where he reportedly told attendees he plans to legalize millions of undocumented immigrants. Now, this would be a huge reversal for Trump, who campaigned on the idea of creating a deportation force that would expel undocumented immigrants from the country.
Correspondent Chris Freitz reporting. President Obama's back in Washington after 2 weeks of vacation in Martha's Vineyard, but the vacation glow may fade quickly. Mr. Obama gets back on the road tomorrow to comfort residents of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. The Olympic Games in Rio couldn't end without dancing. Moments after the Olympic cauldron's flame was extinguished last night, the arena turned into a samba-fueled carnival-like party. The U.S. can claim bragging rights in winning the most number of medals, 121, 46 of them gold. It's back to school this week for many kids in our area. School starts today in D.C. and Frederick County, tomorrow in Prince George's and Anne Arundel, and on Wednesday in Fauquier County and St. Mary's County Public Schools. But with back to school upon us, an alarming number of students may not be able to attend because they haven't had the necessary vaccinations. Prince George's County Student Services Executive Director Adrian Talley tells WMI.
The requirement is that children have age-appropriate immunization in order to attend school. And when they don't have the age-appropriate immunization, they must be excluded from school.
Talley says Prince George has held clinics at three area malls over the weekend in a last-minute effort to give students the vaccines they need. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,553, the Nasdaq at 52,38. Sports, the Nats lose in Atlanta. The O's lose to the Astros. It's all over in Rio as Team USA dominates the final medal count with 121 overall. And soccer, DC United rallies for a draw with the New York Red Bulls. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When choosing an agent to sell your home, what matters to you most? Experience, personality, references? What if you could have all of that and more? Frank Prindle of RE/MAX Allegiance has over 25 years of real estate experience. As a West Point grad and a military veteran, Frank incorporates the work ethic he gained in the service to selling homes. Real estate mogul and Shark Tank co-star Barbara Corcoran only recommends Frank Prindle in Metro D.C. out of thousands of agents. There is absolutely no risk to working with Frank. He will sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or he will buy it guaranteed. Diane wanted to sell her rental home in Metro D.C., but wanted to avoid the much-needed renovations. Frank was able to market the property to the right buyers and delivered Diane a contract within 60 days. Call the only agent I would call if I were to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. You need a financial plan, and you know we've provided personal financial plans to thousands of people just like you. We normally charge $800 for a financial plan, but here's a way you can get yours for just $20 a month over 12 months. Just tune in to my new PBS television special on WETA and Maryland Public Television. My new special will show you how to manage your investments, get the most from Social Security, and help you choose the right beneficiaries. And you can get your personal financial plan from an Edelman financial planner when you make a pledge of just $240 or just $20 a month for 12 months to PBS. It's our gift to you for supporting your local PBS station. Go to rickedelman.com for details and airtimes. That's ricedelman.com. And thank you for supporting public television.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor here to tell you about the summer blowout sale at Chamonix. That's right, now, for the first time ever, you'll get a month of Genucel free with your order today. They're giving away a free month supply of Genucel, but you gotta call them right now. Now, you've heard me rave about Genucel. It's the most effective under-eye bag and puffiness treatment. It's called Genucel. It uses plant stem cell therapy. I use it. I love it. So will you. And with its immediate effects, you're gonna see results in 12 hours, guaranteed, or your money back. Here's what Patricia, a real user from Newport Beach, California, had to say. I've been using this product for over a year now, and I love it. I never go without having another tube on hand. It's amazing. Call now, and you'll also be the first in the world to try the brand new fourth generation Esotique XV Collagen Builder, even before its official launch. It's going to blow your mind, and it's absolutely free with your order of Genucel today. Call them, 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. If you call now, shipping is also free. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Interstate 95. Here we go, a little bit of volume starting through Stafford, Aquia, Dale City, and to Woodbridge. That seems to be about the heaviest stretch was heading north. No problems on 395. In fact, still a wide open Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. I'm not seeing any brake lights yet. Annandale, crews are working with a down utility pole, and they tell me the stretch of Hummer Road will be closed for quite some time through the rush hour. Hummer Road at Royce Court, that's north of Little River Turnpike, closed in each direction. Still watch for police in Rockville at the scene of the early morning crash. Still under investigation, but you can get through on 28 Norbeck Road at Muncaster Mill Road. 270 volume with us coming out of Frederick through Urbana, again down toward the exit for 109. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front now pushing off the coast. Rain's done. Sunshine is out. Looks like we're going to have a beautiful day today. Little drop in humidity. Some clouds early. Sunny this afternoon. We're down to 85 degrees with a northwest breeze. Tonight, clear, cooler, 65. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 86, and more sunshine on Wednesday in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 66 in Centerville, 68 in Kensington, 73 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
The time is 5:37. This is Mornings on the Mall. It's 7:05. Joe DiGenova, former U.S. Attorney of the District of Columbia, will join us as we have new information about Hillary Clinton and whether she needs to take a deposition before she gets to Election Day. At 8:05, Liz Clark, Washington Post reporter in Rio, gives us a wrap-up of the Olympics. And 8:35, Trevor Maddich, Redskins analyst, gives us a wrap-up of the big preseason game against the Jets. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
The president can't be everywhere. I will be briefing him on what I see here and what the status of our recovery and response efforts are. Administrator Fugate did the same thing after his visit here 2 days ago. So the president is closely monitoring the situation.
Yeah, from his vacation in Martha's Vineyard. That's Jay Johnson, by the way, Secretary of Homeland Security there. And so, look, let's talk about this a little bit. Remember Superstorm Sandy? And how when President Obama rushed down to have a hug with Chris Christie, I mean, literally hours after Superstorm Sandy hit the New Jersey and all that area. Remember how important it was for him to be there at that time? Because why? Because he's running for re-election. So he goes down there and he makes the appearance at Superstorm Sandy. And I can't say it. Superstorm Sandy. It's hard to say.
Superstorm Sandy.
That's right. Well, here's the thing. The Red Cross now says that the flooding in Louisiana is the worst disaster that America has seen since Superstorm Sandy. And yet, Barack Obama stayed on his vacation in Martha's Vineyard, completing some 10 rounds of golf in the twilight days of his administration. Couldn't be bothered to get up on Air Force One and fly down to check on the people there until today. Because you know why? Well, because today is vacation is over, and I guess, oh, I got to go back to work. Well, I guess I need to go down and see those people in Louisiana and see about their plight. Well, the plight is considerable. Do you know that there was 31 inches of rain in 15 hours? And the amount of water that fell is almost immeasurable. 13 people are dead across 5 parishes. Many, many, many people have lost their homes. The damage is considerable. For example, I'm just reading the story of one woman. She says 36 of her relatives have lost their homes. So, this is a very, very serious situation, and it's really quite troublesome that the President of the United States, who couldn't wait to get to Superstorm Sandy and give Chris Christie a hug, sat on his butt on his vacation in Martha's Vineyard without going down to check on the poor people of Louisiana. Compare and contrast that with Donald Trump, who did go down and did visit, and by the way, got pretty high marks from the people down there for having done that. And so there is a comparison and contrasting that you should do. The story about this has been very interesting, and the criticism of this administration surprisingly lacking in the mainstream media. Didn't you note that, Larry? Didn't you see that? And how it's funny President Bush flies over Katrina and is, and doesn't make a stop there because, quite frankly, it would have caused a chaos for a president in that environment to go in there and all the security concerns they have. He did go later, but he's roundly lambasted for flying over, and yet the president of the United States sits on his in his very nice mansion that he rented for his Martha's Vineyard vacation and decides not to go. And
Superstorm Sandy.
Nothing is said.
Sorry, I thought you were done there. Once again, Al Gore.
Superstorm Sandy.
There it is. So I just want to be consistent about this. When Superstorm Sandy hit New Jersey on October 29th, and then President Obama visited there on October 31st, I said, why is he there? That's not going to help anything, and it doesn't do anything, and it's obviously politics, and he needs to stay home because people need to clean up, and having the president there doesn't help anything. And when President Bush was criticized for not going to New Orleans during the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, and as you just said, Brian was lambasted for flying over, I said, well, why should he go there? It's just going to be a bigger mess. The president is not going to go there. The president's job and the chief executive of the federal government's job is to stay in Washington and manage things from there and make sure that the resources are there. But he doesn't have to go there for some photo opportunity. So it is. Now, listen, so to be consistent, I personally don't think the president needs to be there. That's not his job. That being said, oh, it's a great good for the goose, good for the gander moment. It's a great neener, 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 neener. Look at you having a double standard.
Yeah.
And I do love the fact that Donald Trump, he said, hey, listen, I'm just running for president. I don't have any direct responsibility, but hell, no one else is going down there. I'll go down there and get the photo op. You betcha. And, listen, he's not running against Barack Obama. Where's any mention of Hillary Clinton here? I mean, this is what's amazing to me is Hillary Clinton has every opportunity to make a great political moment out of this, and she didn't. She brought nothing to the table. Not only did she not do anything to get the political photo op out of it, but she also basically has said and done nothing that in any way helps the people of Baton Rouge or other parts of Louisiana. So, it ended up being a political boon for Donald Trump, but I do want to maintain my position that there's no reason to have a politician down there just for the sake of being down there and saying, I care. I care deeply because I hate that.
Yeah, just to give you some sense of the size of this, 40,000 homes have suffered some damage. There are 7,000 people still living in emergency shelters. And guess what? In that very hot and humid part of the world, there isn't any power. And it's unbearably hot and humid in that part of the world. So very difficult times for the people in Louisiana. Today they can be comforted by the fact that the President of the United States is coming to see them.
Can I just give you this really fast? Senator Mary Landrieu, former senator of Louisiana, on Donald Trump being there?
Does a visit by Donald Trump, is that helpful to raising awareness and money?
I think it is, and I want to thank Mr. Trump for coming to Louisiana.
How about that?
How about that?
It's 5:43.
To all the men and women that serve our country,
we'd like to thank you for your service.
For all you do to keep us safe. Thank you for all you do for our country.
Thank you! Brought to you by ARS Rescue Rooter. Thank you for keeping us safe.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. U.S. and coalition military forces have continued to strike the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant terrorists in Syria and Iraq. The strikes were conducted as part of Operation Inherent Resolve, the operation to eliminate the ISIL terrorist group and the threats they pose. Details of the latest strikes, the results of which are based on initial reports, can be found by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for muscle cars, moon pies, and moon landings. For election days and superheroes. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. So if you're active duty, guard, reserve, or retired, you could qualify for a military discount on your car insurance. We've been helping military families save for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much GEICO's military discounts on car insurance could save you. Go to GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Will Rogers tells us the best time to think about retirement is before your boss does. Unfortunately, conventional financial services is not delivering the income or the wealth that most people need to feel confident about themselves or their future. My name is Chris Cumey. Join me this week on the Do-It-Yourself Investor Show as we discuss how to protect what you have in the financial markets, how to position what you have away from the U.S. stock market, and how to profit as a do-it-yourself investor. To learn how to become a do-it-yourself investor, attend a free Investor Foundations class at your local online trading academy learning center. Call 877-304-8723. That's 877-304-TRADE, or you can register online at freeotaclass.com. That's freeotaclass.com. Call now to claim your seat in your Investor Foundations class.
Listen to Do-It-Yourself Investing Saturday and Sunday at 3 here on WMAL.
Superstorm Sandy.
It is 5:45 now on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's time for traffic and weather with 2 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good morning it is. It's not too bad here on our Monday start. Around the Beltway, nice and quiet. George Washington Parkway without any issues. Baltimore Washington Parkway. If you heard me talk about the crash north of the Beltway, north at Powder Mill Road, that had been over to the shoulder. Now I'm not seeing any delay. So if you're using Baltimore Washington Parkway through that stretch, looking good each direction. 270 volume. In Rockville, Norbeck Road at Munpack. Pastor Mill Road. Still watch for police at the scene of the crash. They are still doing an investigation of the accident, but you can get through under their direction. Annandale, Hummer Road, north of Little River Turnpike, down utility pole at Royce Court, blocks Hummer Road in each direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front now pushing off the coast. Rain's done. Sunshine is out. Looks like we're going to have a beautiful day today. A little drop in humidity. Some clouds early. Sunny this afternoon. We're down to 85 degrees with a northwest breeze. Tonight, clear, cooler, 65. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 86. And more sunshine on Wednesday in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 73 degrees, 547.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
All right, here's some Hillary news that you need to know about. According to the Washington Post, and I'm just going to read the first graph, and then I want to point something out to you deep in this story. Hillary Clinton's increasingly confident campaign has begun crafting a detailed agenda for her possible presidency, with plans to focus on measures aimed at creating jobs, boosting infrastructure spending, and enacting immigration reform if current polling holds and she is easily elected to the White House in November. How about that? Here is, though, at the bottom of the story, something that you may have missed if you saw that headline. Some Clinton boosters remain concerned that with an election focused so heavily on Trump's deficiencies, she could enter the White House without a clear mandate. Listen closely. But Clinton's team is hopeful that a trouncing of her Republican opponent in November could soften the ground for a robust set of proposals that could be implemented both with and without congressional action. If you had any doubt in your mind that this was going to be a continuation, a Hillary Clinton presidency would be a continuation of Obama's policies, there is the evidence that one needs, that she is fully prepared to continue in the way of Barack Obama if she were to become president and do things by executive order and without going through Congress.
Yeah, I this shouldn't be a surprise to anybody. I think she sort of said that already on the campaign trail. And after all, why shouldn't a president do that? Because there have been no ramifications for Barack Obama. There's been no blowback, there's been no punishment. There's been barely any resistance from the Republican-led Congress. So, you know, good. And by the way, I sure hope Donald Trump, if he is the president, will use his executive action to do some things outside of Congress in terms of reversing all of Barack Obama's executive actions.
I do, too.
He doesn't need Congress to reverse executive actions.
That's right. And so there's that. And then there's this, Colin Powell apparently is fit to be tied. Colin Powell, former Secretary of State. The Clinton administration, they are Clinton is so quick to say, oh, look, well, we didn't do anything different than Colin Powell did, which, of course, is a bald-faced mistruth. It's a lie. That is not true at all. Colin Powell used private email for communications of non-classified data. Colin Powell never had a private server in his home. Colin Powell never chose to destroy 33,000 emails. So that's very different. And he was on a red carpet somewhere.
He was in the Hamptons, Brian.
Yeah, well, okay, there you go.
Yeah.
And he says, and somebody asked him about this, and he said, you could tell, man, he was ready. He was loaded for bear on this one. Her people have been trying to pin it on me. The truth is, she was using the private email server for a year before I sent her a memo telling her what I did. And by the way, what he did was use a private email account to talk to people in a non-classified way. Classified data, of course, you know, he took very seriously, and he had a complete separate setup for that in his office and used the State Department's classified email system, something that Hillary Clinton never did. So there is that. And
can I just say, you're making it sound like he was ranting and raving and ready to burn Hillary Clinton at the stake, and this is an outrage, and I'm going to go out there, I'm going to fight for my credibility. That's not how I'm reading this article. Yes, he said exactly what you said. And then he was asked by the reporter, well, why do you think Hillary Clinton is saying this? And he said, why do you think? It doesn't bother me, though. It's okay. I'm free, is how he said. In other words, oh, she's lying about me. She's making me her fall guy, but it's okay. I'm still going to support her. She's Hillary Clinton. She's not Donald Trump. So let's not give too much outrage to Colin Powell or lend too much to his effort here.
It is 5:51.
A student at Hagerstown Community College in Maryland says the school is violating her First Amendment rights. They will not let her start a chapter of an on-campus club, Turning Point USA. The club says that its mission is to educate, train, and organize college students to promote the principles of fiscal responsibility, free markets, and limited government. They're conservative, obviously. The student, Mariah DiMartino, and a Turning Point field director went out to collect signatures on a petition to allow the club. They had collected over 100 signatures within 2 hours when the administration caught wind and campus police were called. They demanded that Turning Point representatives stop the petition drive and leave campus. Officials at the school claim the reason they're not allowing the conservative club on campus is because there's already a political club with the same mission on campus. Duplicate clubs, you see, are not allowed. Ms. DiMartino's not buying that, though. She says that the school has more than one club promoting LGBT issues on campus, and since that seems to be okay, she asks why another political club isn't allowed. Acting Dean Mike Martin says their argument's baseless. Martin claims a decision isn't political, it's just campus policy. The school welcomes any kind of diverse belief, he says, as long as they're shared in the right context, and they follow proper procedures and policies, you see. So, Mariah, you get it, right? Your conservative beliefs are welcome, but your club isn't. See, that's liberals. They love diverse beliefs, unless they don't. So shut up.
general all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, folks, a quick little pop quiz. True or false? Identity theft happens only when thieves use your credit card. That's false. This crime happens anytime somebody pretends to be you for their gain. True or false? You can't really do much to help protect yourself from identity theft. Well, that's false, too. Simply join LifeLock. Their proprietary technology will help detect and alert you to a huge range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, they have a U.S.-based team of specialists who will work to fix it. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but unlike credit monitoring, free credit monitoring, which only detects changes in credit, LifeLock helps detect and resolve identity theft problems. Membership starts $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Call 800-440-4833 or visit LifeLock.com now. Use promo code RUSH. That's RUSH. Save 10%. LifeLock 800-440-4833.
Is your daily life interrupted by dental pain, dental visits, or constant dental worry? Are you tired of hiding your smile? Bethesda Sedation Dentistry has the solution with HyBridge, a nationally recognized, proven, and simplified approach to a whole new smile. The HyBridge process has been perfected over many years with you, the patient, in mind. You can enjoy significantly shorter treatment time and the convenience of one caring, comfortable environment. Above all, have peace of mind that HyBridge consistently delivers safe, predictable outcomes and lasting results. With HyBridge, you can smile confidently knowing that your teeth are customized to look natural and function as real teeth should. Now, you can eat the food you love and enjoy the social life you deserve. Call Bethesda Sedation Dentistry today to learn more about HyBridge at 301-530-0388 or online at BethesdaHyBridge.com. That's BethesdaHYBridge.com. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Sleep. Dream. Smile.
5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And still a decent ride around the Capitol Beltway. DC 295, starting to see just some of the volume heading past Benning Road, East Capitol Street. Good on the freeway each direction between the 11th Street Bridge and 14th Street Bridge. Annandale still have the closure and will for some time on Hummer Road at Royce Court. That's north of the Little River Turnpike. That closure, Hummer Road in each direction with a downed utility pole. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pretty good looking weather now. Cold front through, few clouds, high clouds at that this morning. Plenty of sun this afternoon. A little breeze out of the northwest, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently, today is 73 degrees, 5:56.
Hey, Larry O'Connor here, and my friends and realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams are just killing it and getting their sellers top dollar for their homes. They just sold John and Annette's home in just 26 days. And you know what's really amazing is their home was previously on the market with some other realtor for over 6 months and it didn't sell. Then in comes Sarah and Debbie. They got their home sold fast. The realtor you hire matters. Selecting the wrong agent can cost you thousands. Debbie and Sarah's proven system produces results, and it's getting homes sold fast and for top dollar. They'll even show you a list of actual buyers who are ready to buy a home matching your home's criteria right now. Call the Reynolds team, 844-344-SOLD, 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com, and start packing. I mean, start packing today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting ENERGY to 67076. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting ENERGY to 67076. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text ENERGY to 67076.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cars for kids, KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reese and Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
How do I get my own Reese and Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com. That's froyofranchising.com. Check it out now, froyofranchising.com.
Coming up on WMAL.
School is starting and a brand new one is opening in the district that's all boys. Is co-ed learning a thing of the past? And is it better to just have people of your own sex in your classroom? We'll talk about it.
We'll give you the latest in Olympic news as the Olympics wrap up. And a test driver is supposed to test the car, not the airbags of the car. We'll tell you about an unfortunate story over in Arlington. It's now 6 o'clock in the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM.